This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 4th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today in Israel, the weather is warm and pleasant. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking in clear skies, making it a perfect afternoon to be outside. Haifa sees mild temperatures, welcoming those taking a stroll along the coast. As night falls, expect a comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the Jerusalem Post reports that the deal with Lebanon focuses on dismantling Hezbollah, not on Israeli withdrawal. Ambassador Leiter also denied raising his voice at Prime Minister Netanyahu during talks. Also, from the Times of Israel this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu and former U.S. President Trump have spoken and agreed to meet soon. Netanyahu extended his congratulations on the U.S.'s 250th Independence Day, despite ongoing tensions over Iran negotiations. Also this hour, earlier today, YNET reported that Houthis have threatened Saudi Arabia. They claim Riyadh sent fighter jets to block an Iranian plane from landing in Sana'a, warning of strikes by land and sea. Separately, Walla News highlights the first day of mourning in Tehran. Iran is bidding farewell to Khamenei with a massive ceremony, turning it into a demonstration against Israel. And finally, from JTA, former hostages at an Entebbe reunion express shattered faith in Israel's rescue promises. They reflect on the famous 1976 raid that saved over 10,000 Israelis in Uganda. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that a French container ship damaged by a missile in the Strait of Hormuz might be scrapped due to severe damage, according to the shipping group's CEO. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 reports a massive banking system crash in Iran has entered its third week. Millions face financial paralysis, unable to access salaries or healthcare funds, while officials blame cybersecurity failures. Finally, Ihab Hassan criticized Egypt's stance on Israel's policy towards Palestinians, posting 2 hours ago. He highlighted Egypt's acceptance of over 250,000 Palestinians as opposed to Israel's displacement plans. Let's go deeper, starting with Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post detailed that the recent agreement with Lebanon focuses on dismantling Hezbollah. Ambassador Leiter clarified that reports of a heated exchange with Netanyahu were untrue. The deal's focus on Hezbollah, rather than Israeli withdrawal, suggests a shift in regional priorities. Turning to Netanyahu's call with Trump, the Times of Israel covered that the two leaders agreed to meet soon, despite tensions over Iran. Netanyahu's congratulatory message reflects diplomatic engagement with the U.S., even as negotiations with Iran pose challenges. Meanwhile, the threat from the Houthis adds to regional instability. YNET's report highlights their warning to Saudi Arabia following an incident involving an Iranian plane. This confrontation underscores the fragile security dynamics in the Gulf, potentially impacting oil markets. In Tehran, the mood is somber as the nation mourns Khamenei's passing. According to Walla, Iran has turned the funeral into a political statement against Israel. This display of unity could affect Iran's internal and external stances in the coming weeks. Lastly, the reflections at the Entebbe reunion bring historical context to Israel's current security challenges. JTA's account of the former hostages' loss of faith in Israeli rescue capabilities echoes broader concerns about national security strategies. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Airbnb's empire, built on 250 apartments, faces legal challenges. A court-appointed receiver request looms due to a significant debt, threatening the business's operations. Separately, Israel Hayom Business delves into a budgetary dispute between the IDF and the Treasury. The disagreement over defense spending highlights financial management issues within the military. And finally, Globes reports that Migdal is purchasing the Gindi family's stake in Kenyon HaZahav. This acquisition marks a significant shift in Rishon LeZion's retail landscape, impacting local business dynamics. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.